Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. This is the week.
Wow. Is it? Is it on Friday?
Who would have thought?
When does this happen?
It's Friday at noon Eastern time. Who would have thought? Donald Trump as president?
You know, here. I still say that I remember about, I don't know, 5-10 years ago when he sat there on the set of The Apprentice and said someday he wanted to be president. We all laughed.
We laughed. We laughed. In fact, he said that on several occasions. He's thrown his hat in on a couple of occasions, and we all laughed.
Yeah, we're like, this will never happen.
Folks, we're not laughing
anymore. No, he's our president.
It's going to happen this Friday. There's no stopping it. It's going to happen.
Well, except for a bunch of people. See, I'm at the point where I've accepted it, okay? Like, what can I do? I can't do anything except for just go, hey, let's all get along.
Yeah.
So that's my mentality is like, let's hope he's a great president because that's all I can do is hope he's a great president.
That's all you can do.
That's all I can do.
That's all you can do as an American, right?
Right. Is just go, gosh, I hope he does a great job.
Because if he does a great job, you are in a better position too.
Exactly.
And we should all wish that, right?
So that's it. I even posted that. Not wishing him bad, wishing him ill will or whatever is like asking your pilot to crash the plane,
exactly.
The plane that you're on.
Exactly. You know? There's no rhyme or reason. Nothing good comes out of him actually being absolutely horrible.
Nothing good at all.
For any of us.
So I just hope that he keeps his sanity and stops fighting with people on Twitter and all that stuff. But there's these whole groups that are... They plan to create complete chaos at the inauguration.
Yeah.
All these activists.
They've gotten together, and there's video now of them plotting and planning an acid attack.
Yeah.
On Friday. It's out of control. Now, first of all, I thought we'd gone too far when all these different acts that were scheduled to perform, like the blind guy, for example.
What
was his name?
Stevie Wonder?
Bocelli?
Oh,
you know
Botticelli.
What I'm talking about, Sean?
Botticelli?
Bocelli?
Isn't that a spaghetti?
But this guy got death threats. He's blind.
Yeah, so he pulled out, right? The opera singer.
So he had to pull out.
Yeah.
You got that Jennifer Holiday chick from New York.
Didn't she sing I Will Survive or something?
No. She's the... she might have sang it at some point, but she's a Broadway star.
Oh.
Yeah, but she has now pulled out because of death threats, they say. And then you got this whole acid thing for Friday. But I got a theory on this acid thing, Jamie. I want you to listen to this, okay? This is the video. The first part you can't really hear, so you got to be really paying attention here. They're talking about disrupting the inauguration coming up on Friday with an acid attack. And then planting stuff inside this attack, like nails and glass and shrapnel, to fly out and hurt people at the inaugural. Listen to this.
Yeah, if you had a freaking pint of butyric acid, I don't care how big the building is, it's closed and it's staying closed for a while.
Yeah. And this stuff is, like, it's very efficient. It's very, very smelly. It lasts a long time. And a little of it goes a long way.
There's usually a piece of, like, fusible metal or a piece of glass and a liquid in it that'll blow.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Now, here's my thinking, though. And because this is part of a special, either a TV show or an internet show, I'm not really sure, because there's a commentator on there saying, hey, coming up, we'll show you more. I think it's fake.
You do?
I do. Because if this were actually happening, and they have video of these guys sitting down to plan this bombing at the inaugural, they would be arrested.
Well, they said it's an undercover video, though.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You can fully see who these people are. And they identified the people.
Anti-Trump activists were caught on camera in an undercover video discussing ways to disrupt a gala celebrating his inauguration. One of their ideas, as we heard, was using the acid. Conservative group Project, what do you call it? Veritas, whatever, released a video yesterday that showed three members of the D.C. anti-fascist group brainstorming ways to shut down the inauguration. They call it the, quote, deplorable ball.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it, because they fully, on the video, they disclose who these people are. And I don't see how you could have something like this plan to be talking about an acid attack on Friday with this inauguration. We're talking the President of the United States coming up here. And all these people that are going to be there, a million people in Washington, D.C., these people would be detained. They would be arrested. I think it's all done just to promote this website.
There's another coalition called Disrupt J20 has already confirmed that it plans to disrupt Trump's inauguration. A female member of the group was heard saying that the coalition will do everything that they can. Ew, that was snot.
Oh, boy.
To try and stop from being. I didn't know it was going to suck up like that.
That was terrible.
I didn't know.
Oh.
I didn't know that was going to suck up in my nose like that. You know.
That was really hot.
That was so gross.
Oh,
and
boy.
I apologize.
You won't get a date for weeks now.
Sorry. What can I finish? they're going to do blockades of checkpoints, and they said that they're going to block transportation access points. They said that they want to make it as big of a cluster blank as possible.
Wow. Yeah.
That's their plan.
That's their plan, is just to screw up everything. An acid bomb.
Yeah, that's not okay.
What? Yeah, see, I think these guys, they would be arrested so quickly. They've informed everyone that it's just a hoax of some type. I just don't see this being real. I just don't know. Remember, and I was telling Sean about this earlier this morning. Remember those two girls? And I think it was Mountain View High School here locally. Remember those two girls that were plotting behind the scenes and got arrested?
Yeah, that was
wasn't
awesome.
That right before Thanksgiving or something?
It was Rocky something.
Was it?
Yeah.
Now, just for their intentions, and I know they posted some stuff too, but for their intentions, they've been arrested. They've been in jail ever since.
Mountain Vista?
Vista?
Okay.
They're facing some really serious stuff. And this is two kids at a high school that had these plans behind the scenes. They did nothing. They just talked about it, right?
Right.
But they did talk about it.
They did.
Well, if you've got these guys with the inauguration, don't you think that they would already be thrown into jail?
You would think so, because they're openly talking about hurting crowds of people. You know what I mean? They are threatening lives.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's just out of hand. The whole inauguration thing is just turned upside down right now.
Right?
It appears that way. But they're going to have a million people there.
I don't remember this at the prior inaugurations with Obama. Any kind of threats or anything like this? Disruption?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Just a new
they said
time?
That there's,
we're in a new era.
I'm going to make up this number, okay? But they have, this is not the right number. I can't remember. It's something like 36 protest, you know, like a little license or what do you call it? You know, they have, people have applied for like 36 of them.
To protest.
Legal protest. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've given them those abilities.
Now, they've always had that. You've always had protesters on every inauguration. About everybody's always had them. But it's just, you know, all these death threats and these people that can't go perform. And now you got a Bruce Springsteen cover band that's had to resign from the inauguration in New Jersey. There was a party in New Jersey and that made the news. It's just crazy. It's out of control.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.